Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts. Once upon a time, there was a family called the Tops who lived in a very nice house. Some of the Tops were big enough to be grown-ups, and some were small. They might have been boys or girls, you could never be quite sure, but one thing is certain, all the Tops loved their house. It was white with a beautiful old thatched roof, like the sort of house you'd see in the countryside. Four windows at the front glinted brightly, and the red door was surrounded by painted roses. It had been newly painted, and bright carpets covered every floor. There were comfortable couches and chairs aplenty, and each of the Tops had a little room all to themselves, with a cosy bed, chest of drawers, a wardrobe and a rug on the floor. So, as you can see, it was indeed a very lovely house, comfortable, pleasant, and almost perfect. The house would have been absolutely perfect if it wasn't for one strange thing. In this house, things did not stay where they should be. Now, I don't just mean things got lost. I mean that every few days, the family would awake to find absolutely everything upside down. "Oh, it's happened again," grumbled Small Top, who had woken up on the ceiling. The bed was against a wall with the tiny covers crumpled in a corner. The covers in the Top's house all had a lovely pattern of violet flowers, very soft and warm when in the right place. And so Small Top was cold as well in the wrong place. "You think that's bad?" shouted Largest Top. "I'd left our porridge on the stove for the morning and it's been flung against the windows. Oh, what a mess!" It was hard to put things right when the roof was now on the ground and the walls of the topsy-turvy house were upside down. The Tops did the best they could to put things straight, but it was many days before things returned to normal. If only they'd stayed that way. But they never did for long. "That's it," said Medium Top. "Let's move away, find a home where things stay where they are left and where beds remain on the floor and the windows are not covered in porridge." "Leave our lovely home, but where shall we go?" said Baby Tops. "Who cares?" grumbled Medium Top, and the rest of the Tops had to agree. They packed a bag with the violet covers inside and trooped out into the world. In due course, they found a cave and settled down for a well-earned rest. Now, perhaps you've got the sort of brain that's good at working things out. If so, you might have already realised the reason why the house keeps moving about and causing so many problems to the Tops family. The house is a doll's house. Just as real as your house is to you, but a home to dolls, a house not much bigger than a shoebox, and the tiny Tops family are no bigger than your finger, and the baby is as small as a pea. The doll's house and all the little dolls belong to a girl called Ava. Ava is 5 years old. Maybe that's older than you are. Maybe you remember being five. It might be a very long time ago for you. One thing you will know about five-year-olds is they don't always like being told to do things. For example, being told to tidy up. Ava never tidied up. What Ava liked was shouting and running and making a mess. Her bedroom was full of scribbles on paper and toys, and the doll's house would be shoved this way and that as she raced her cars along the carpet. The house would be tipped on its side so she could make a hidey hole with her pillows in the corner. She never spared a thought for the poor tiny dolls inside. Until one day, when Dad had seen the mess and sternly told Ava that she would be getting precisely no birthday presents the coming month if she did not put things straight. Grumpily, she began to place her toys back in their boxes and stood the doll's house back on the table. Something was strange, though. The dolls themselves were nowhere to be found. They weren't under the bed. They weren't in the drawer, full of scribbled paper. She felt quite worried. Where could they be? Ava felt sad. The house was so empty without them. The little people have gone, she said in a small voice to her dad. Gone? From the doll's house? What do you mean? They've gone. Dad looked cross. That was your mummy's doll's house, you know. Grandad made it for her when she was as little as you. Ava was very, very sorry. She remembered how special the doll's house had been, and Grandad had said that she could play with it, but only if she looked after it properly. I'm sorry, Dad. Can you help me look? I'll help you to tidy up if you promise to take greater care of your toys in the future. Otherwise, you'll end up with no toys at all. Thank you, Dad, whispered Ava. It took 3 hours to make Ava's bedroom right as rain. All the toys were put away, although the tops were still nowhere to be seen. Dad gave Ava a hug. It isn't the worst thing in the world to be loud and to like running around and to be messy. In fact, some people say that the messier you are, the more good ideas you will have. What is important is that you look after things. What would happen if you broke every toy you owned? Ava shrugged her shoulders. A great many of her toys had become broken, it was true. When things got broken and they couldn't be fixed, they'd be thrown away. Imagine if all her toys got thrown away. It wouldn't be much fun to sit in an empty room with nothing left to play. I'm sorry we can't find the tops. They probably didn't like living in a topsy-turvy house. I expect that if you show them that you can look after their house, they will come back. And would you believe it, Dad was right. The tops had been carefully watching Ava tidy her room, and they continued to watch over the days that followed. Every evening before bed, she would place the teddies on her duvet, puzzles in the boxes, put any scrapped paper in the recycling tub. She would peep, sadly, into the tops' house too. Then one night, just before her birthday, she was delighted to see that all the tops had returned. All the tops were tucked up in their beds under the violet covers, all as they should be. The tops slept soundly that night and were even happier than Ava on her birthday. They woke up, not on the ceiling, but exactly where they should be, tucked up under their warm violet covers with the porridge safely in the pot.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.